This is Brother Matter, and I want to continue on from where I was last time. And I want to talk to you on this one of being mentally prepared for battle. Being mentally prepared. You know, we all, I'm going to quote this scripture, and you're probably going to be able to quote it just as easy or just as good as I can or just as quick and know exactly where it is. But it's in 2 Corinthians 10 and verses 3 through 6. And it says this, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." And I could just hear y'all quoting that with me. "But are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Now, what did Paul say in Ephesians 6? "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Well, he's basically saying the same thing right here, that you've been given weapons of your warfare, which are mighty through God. They're not mighty through you. They're mighty through the working of the Spirit of God that you are bringing forth in your life through your prayer and your daily dedication. You've got to keep the spiritual man in shape, mentally and physically and spiritually. You've got to keep him in shape. And that's why Paul is instructing here that the weapons that God's give you, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through God. And he goes on and says, "To the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down of imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against God," or against the knowledge of God. So the knowledge of God is the Word. It's what God places in you. In study of the Word, he places wisdom, knowledge, understanding. And he brings you to the place that you learn the Word. You have that knowledge in you. And there's a knowledge of God that works in you. And this is to bringing into captivity every thought of obedience to Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So here you've got to realize that being mentally prepared is one of the biggest parts of the fight there is. And I'm going to try to find the scriptures in Ephesians 4 real quick. Let me see if I can turn over here to it and go through the what I feel like is one of the most important phases of battle preparation, and that's being prepared in your mind. You know, and you go to Ephesians 4 and you go to verse 20, and Paul says this, "But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus." So, Christianity or walking with God is learned behavior. It's not something you go down the altar and repent and receive an earnest of the Holy Ghost and it just pops in your spirit. You have to learn the Word of God. You have to let the Holy Ghost teach you because it's a teacher. And you have to learn how to yield over to the working of the Spirit of God. And that's why Paul said here, "You've not so learned Christ, is so that ye have heard him and being taught by him as the truth is in Jesus." So we know that the truth is in Jesus, and that if you come to the knowledge of the truth, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And whom the Son has made free is free indeed. You're made free by the Word and the working of the Spirit of God. So there's a lot more to coming to God and learning spiritual warfare than just get the Holy Ghost in you and feel like you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Because I've told you, if you fight with your physical body or you fight with your might, then the devil's going to whip you. He's going to defeat you. He's going to send you away ashamed of yourself. So it's time to learn Christ. And Paul goes on in verse 22 and says this, "that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man." Well, that word conversation there means behavior. So you put off your old behavior. You put off concerning the former behavior, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. So you look those words up, it means delusional or deceitful, lust, and that usually deals with something that's forbidden or off limits. So Paul says here that you got to put away the former behavior where you had all these delusions or all these visions of grandeur, all these things you're going to do with your life, and all this comes through deceitful lust. It comes through the corruptible or the corruption according to deceitful lust. And all of us has had big visions for our life. We've had big plans, but you stop and look back, guess what? Didn't quite work out the way you thought it would. But anyway, and this is one of the key things in verse 23, and Paul says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, or be renovated, be remodeled, be restored, be renewed. And that's why he tells us, though this outward man perish, yet this inward man is renewed day by day. It is so important to have that time of prayer of a morning, have that time of study, have that time of Bible reading. Don't make prayer hard. My goodness, talk to the Lord. Just talk to Him. You don't have to have a certain tone or inflection in your voice or be stressed out on your face screaming at God. Talk to Him from your spirit. Talk to Him from your soul. Don't make prayer laborsome, but let your spirit man cry out to God. Let your heart talk to Him and commune with the Lord and be renewed. Let Him renew you in the spirit of your mind. And I preached on this, and I stopped and asked the people one day. I said, what is the spirit of your mind? Where does your mind stay focused? Where does it dwell? What does it dwell on? What is the spirit of your mind? Because Titus told us in Titus 2 and 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we can live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So we've got to come to the knowledge somewhere of how to be renewed in the spirit of your mind.